We're now entering to the third stage, which is what I'm talking about. And that is where we link the data. So I don't know what the name of this thing is. I'm calling it the one machine. But we're linking data. So we're going from machine to machine, to page, and now data to data. So the difference is that rather than linking from page to page, we actually are going to link from one idea on a page to another idea rather than to the other page. And so every idea is basically being supported, or every item, or every noun is being supported by the entire web. It's being resolved at the level of items or ideas or words, if you want. So this idea physically coming out again into this idea that it's not just virtual, it's actually going out to things. So something will resolve down to the information about a particular person. So every person will have a unique ID, every person, every item will have a something that will be very specific and will link to a specific representation of that idea or item. So now, in this new one, when I would link to it, I would link to my particular flight, my particular seat. And so, give me an example of this thing. I live in Pacifica. Rather than right now, Pacifica is just sort of a name on the web somewhere. The web doesn't know that that is actually a town, and that's a specific town that I live in, but that's what we're going to be talking about. It's going to link directly to, it will know. The web will be able to read itself and know that that actually is a place, and that whenever they see that word Pacifica, it knows that it actually has a place, longitude, certain population. So here are some of the technical terms, all three-letter things that you'll see a lot more of. All these things are about enabling this idea of linking to the data. So here, I'll give you one kind of an example. There's a gabillion social sites on the web. Each time you go to there, you have to tell it again who you are and all your friends are. Why should you be doing that? You should just do that once, and it should know who all your friends are. So that's what you want, is all your friends are identified, and you should just carry these relationships around. All this data about you should just be conveyed, and you should do it once, and that's all that should happen. And you should have all the networks of all the relationships between those pieces of data. That's what we're moving into, where it sort of knows these things down to that level. Semantic web, Web 3.0, giant global graph. We're kind of trying out what we want to call this thing. But what it's doing is it's sharing data. So you have to be open to having your data shared, which is a much bigger step than just sharing your web page or your computer. And all these things that are going to be on this are not just pages, they are things. Everything we described, every artifact or place will be a specific representation, will have a specific character that can be linked to directly. So we have this database of things. And so there's actually a fourth thing that we have not get to, we won't see in the next 10 years or 5,000 days, but I think that's where we're going to, and that is the Internet of Things, where I'm linking directly to the particular things of my seat on the plane, that physical thing becomes part of the web. And so we are in the middle of this thing that's completely linked down to every object in the little sliver connection that it has.